Well, since we are talking about your money today, I would love to start off with a scripture. And I think it's always good to do that. And going to Proverbs 22, Proverbs being one of our favorite books around here, Proverbs 22:3 says this: "A wise person foresees danger and takes precautions. The naive person goes blindly on and suffers the consequences." That's the foundation of what we'll be discussing today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ron Taylor. We have Patrick Smith here to talk with us again. Patrick has been in the financial services industry for some 40 years. For the last 27 of those, he has been right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, serving as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. And Patrick, today we're going to be continuing with more conversation about how money works and, as always, the purpose being to help people increase their wealth awareness, right? Welcome back.
Thank you, Ron. That's right. In the scripture that you just read is part of the reason that I teach people how money works, because that is the good news that people need for their financial planning today. You have heard me say it before, when you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you will have 10, 20, and even 30 years from now.
It's amazing. It really is good news. I'm going to be getting into a very valuable conversation about the need for and the opportunity of creating a 0% tax bracket for retirement. We have a special guest joining us for this discussion in just a moment. But first, Patrick, let our listeners know about the upcoming workshops that you're going to be having on this very topic.
Yes, that's right, Ron. I'm going to be teaching a workshop all about how and why creating a 0% tax bracket is important for your retirement. Because we have limited airtime, our discussion today will only be an introduction to the material. So for listeners to learn all they need to know on the 0% tax bracket, they either need to schedule a personal one-on-one money work session with me, or they can register for one of our upcoming workshops. The workshops will be centrally located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it'll be about an hour and 15 minutes long, depending on questions, and we'll have multiple dates and times for people to choose from. In any case, they can get more information by contacting us online or by phone.
And when they go online to wealthawareness.com, you'll see the contact information there. Click on the events tab and you'll get all the information to get what we need today. 817-571-2626 is their number. If you're ready to make that call, 817-571-2626. You'll find that number on the website, wealthawareness.com. Your chance to call or go online to register for the 0% tax bracket workshop. We'll talk about that in detail here in a moment. Patrick, as we mentioned a moment ago, we have a special guest joining us for our discussion today on creating a 0% tax bracket for retirement. David Knight is a colleague of yours, an expert on this subject, author, financial advisor. As a matter of fact, David has, speaking of author, a brand new book that is called The Power of Zero, How to Get the Zero Tax Bracket and Transform Your Retirement. David, you are the very person to contact on this. It's good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You know, David, the title of your book, The Power of Zero, and in this book, you explain, as the book's subtitle states, how to transform your retirement by creating a 0% tax bracket. You know, David, this sounds almost too good to be true and certainly seems like a revolutionary concept. Explain that for us.
Well, that's a reaction that we typically get, which is being at the 0% tax bracket is what everybody would love to experience, but how do you do it? And one of the things that we know is that we're at a very unique time in history where our country has unprecedented amounts of debt, and it's growing by leaps and bounds every year. Mm-hmm. And mathematically, tax rates have to go up in order to keep our country solvent. And what we also know is that the majority of Americans have most of their savings in what we call tax-deferred savings retirement accounts, which means that it's hard to really predict how much of that money is really theirs unless we can accurately predict what tax rates are going to be somewhere down the road when we take those dollars out. And so the whole premise behind the 0% tax bracket is that if you can pay taxes at today's historically low tax rates, you can actually get to the 0% tax bracket. And one of the reasons why the 0% tax bracket is so effective is because if tax rates do go up, and some have even suggested the tax rates have to double, when you're at the 0% tax bracket, 2 times 0 is still zero.
Still zero, exactly. David, this is incredible. So listen, if creating a 0% tax bracket for retirement is a real possibility for many people, why hasn't the average person heard about this before? Is this a brand new idea?
It's not a brand new idea, but I think that most American investors, especially the 78 million baby boomers who have been saving for years and years and years for their retirement, have been kind of weaned on this idea that when you're saving for retirement, you need to put your saved dollars into programs like 401ks and IRAs because you have to get that tax deduction during your working years. The reason being is that you're going to be in a much lower tax bracket during retirement than you were during your working years, and that's just not the case. What we've found is that lots of the deductions that you experienced during your working years literally vanished into thin air right when you need them the very most, which is during retirement. And given the reality that tax rates have to rise dramatically just to keep our country solvent, what we're finding is it's just not necessarily going to be the case that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement.
Author and financial advisor David Knight with us here on Believers in Business this afternoon. So good to have you here. And, of course, Patrick Smith, our guest here. And, Patrick, we'll let you have a question here in just a moment, okay? Listen, David, this is really incredible. You know, timing is everything, and they say that about most everything. Why is this information so important for this time right now, David?
Well, it really comes down to math. There's a number of financial experts. One of the people that we pay attention to is a guy named David Walker. David Walker was the former Comptroller General of the federal government. He was basically the country's chief auditor. He was the head of the Government Accountability Office, and he's actually a member of the CPA Hall of Fame. I pay attention to guys like David Walker because they're not politicians. They have a tendency to kind of tell it like it is. And what David Walker and other economists have suggested is that tax rates have to double, and for every year that we postpone doubling tax rates, the national debt will grow on average by about $3 trillion per year.
Wow.
Every single year until it tops out at about $53 trillion. That's a significant number because at that point, all of the tax revenue coming in will only be enough to pay the interest on all that mounting debt. Politicians can continue to kind of kick the can down the road on raising taxes or reducing spending, but there is a point in time beyond which they can no longer procrastinate raising taxes, and that kind of line in the sand is 2020. And so 2020 will arrive, and if tax rates don't go up, we may not be able to pay, make payments on our debt. And that's, ask Russia what happens when you can't make debt payments. So really, we have a finite period of time during which to enjoy low tax rates. And one of the costs of getting into the tax-free arena and to get to the 0% tax bracket is you got to be willing to pay taxes on those dollars today. And so we feel like there's really about a 7 or 8 year period during which tax rates are likely to continue to stay low.
David, how realistic is the expectation that taxes are going to be higher in the future?
Well, David Walker has suggested that there is a four-letter word to explain why tax rates have to double. And, when he was on NPR a few years ago, he actually opened it up to the telephone, to the listening audience, and people called in, and nobody could figure out what the four-letter word was to explain why tax rates had to double. Some people said war, some people said debt, some people said kids or life, or, they couldn't quite come up with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer, he said, is it's simple, it's math.
Math.
And people said, well, what do you mean by that? And he says, well, if you're a family and you it costs you $1,000 a month to pay your bills and you've only got $500 coming in, you either have to double what's coming in or cut in half what's going out. So, or some combination of the two. So it's not necessarily even an opinion that tax rates have to go up. It's just a mathematical reality.
Incredible. How reliable, David, are those numbers that tell us the likelihood for taxes to go up?
Well, they're pretty reliable. There's you can get these numbers from a number of different places. The Congressional Budget Office has their projections. David Walker has their projections. They all use different variables. Some of the variables are what is tax revenue likely to be, going forward, and that depends on what the economy does. So there is some wiggle room in terms of what variables you use that go into those equations. But no matter what variables you use, the one conclusion that everybody seems to draw is that tax rates either have to double, spending has to be cut in half, or some combination of the two to keep our country off the shores of insolvency.
Exactly. I learn so much every time we have these conversations, Patrick, and it's great because I didn't realize there was a CPA Hall of Fame, for example. Now I know that, so it's great. David McKnight is with us, the author and financial advisor. The book is called The Power of Zero, How to Get the 0% Tax Bracket and Transform Your Retirement. And Patrick Smith, our special guest today, will tell us about some workshops that are coming up to this regard, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. David, you've quoted David Walker, referenced his work. Why him, and why does what he say matter?
Well, David Walker, from 1998 to about 2008, was essentially, he was the Comptroller General, which basically means he was a CPA of the USA. Mm-hmm. He was on the board of directors, or the board of Social Security for 7 years. So more than anyone on the planet, he knows kind of the inner workings of our entitlement programs, kind of the ledger and balance sheet of our federal government. He knows that more than just about anybody else out there, so he can speak very intelligently and confidently about the numbers behind the scenes. And he basically says, look, we have promised way more than we can afford to keep. Social Security and Medicare alone, we'd have to have $42 trillion sitting in a bank account today earning Treasury rates just to be able to pay for everything that we've promised to, you know, a retiring baby boomer generation of Americans. So David Walker is not a politician. He now runs his own foundation where the sole intent and purpose of his mission is to get the word out that either tax rates have to go up or spending has to drop dramatically or some combination of the two, or we could turn into Zimbabwe.
You know, with 10,000 baby boomers a day, David, turning 65, the numbers are really, really sobering to hear this information. Are there some people whose circumstances, David, simply do not allow them to, say, get a complete 0% tax bracket?
Yeah, there's certainly if you're the type of person that has a large pension that's coming in retirement, you may never get to a 0% tax bracket because your pension is counted as what we call provisional income, which causes your Social Security to be taxed. So the act of having your Social Security get taxed and your pension be taxed means that you may never end up being in the 0% tax bracket. So what we do with a lot of our clients that are worried about not being able to get to the 0% tax bracket, we simply say, let's worry about the things over which we have control. And generally speaking, most people that have pensions also have other assets that are in the tax-deferred bucket. So let's take advantage of historically low tax rates. Let's get these assets repositioned to tax-free, and then we can kind of divorce our world into two sides. One is the portion that will always be taxable, and we can be in the 0% tax bracket for the rest of those assets. We just have to understand that we have control over some things and not over others. But generally speaking, most people can benefit at least from a paradigm shift.
Mm. The book is obviously a page turner when it's information that is so crucial. The Power of Zero, How to Get to the 0% Tax Bracket and Transform Your Retirement. David McKnight, the author of this book, brand new book. David, can the information in this book still benefit those folks or still help them improve the outlook of their tax scenario at retirement?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The thing I have to remind people is, look, we're not getting you out of paying taxes. We're in fact, the cost of getting to the 0% tax bracket is you have to be willing to pay a tax. And, for example, if you have money in your IRA or 401k and want to shift it to, say, a Roth IRA, you've got to pay tax along the way. And so we're not suggesting that people can get out of paying taxes. We're simply suggesting that if you want to be in a position where you don't have to pay taxes in retirement, you do have to pay tax. But if we know that taxes today are dramatically lower than what they'll be at some point in the future, why not take advantage of those tax rates while they're on sale, get those dollars repositioned to tax-free, and then when tax rates are much higher somewhere down the road, we've already done all the heavy lifting, and at that point we can then take our assets out in a tax-free way and hopefully have our Social Security be tax-free as well.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, Patrick Smith, we've talked on these matters for quite some time. This is really great information today.
I'm excited every time I get to talk to David and I get to listen to him. Mm-hmm. David, let's talk for a moment about those who would come to a workshop or to a personal money work session and then ask us to help them apply that information to their planning. When we sit down with someone for an initial consultation for this zero tax planning, the purpose of the meeting is to see specifically how the principles discussed at our workshop and covered in your book apply personally to their situation. But before we dig into their specific numbers, we help them establish two things. First, if we really believe in our heart of hearts that tax rates in the future are going to be higher, the question is, how much higher? And second, how soon is that going to happen? So, David, regarding those two questions, what are the key factors to consider in order to get an idea of what the answers might be?
Well, once again, we go back to math, and we go back to the people that, I think that know a lot more about this stuff than you and me, and those are people like David Walker, and there's an economist named Lawrence Kotlikoff out of Boston University. He's a PhD out there. They've crunched the numbers. Even the Congressional Budget Office has crunched the numbers. One of the most interesting statistics that we found is that when the Congressional Budget Office crunched the numbers and said, if all we did was raise taxes, in order to fix the problem of the underfunding of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, basically what they said was the initial 15% tax bracket, which is a tax bracket that many of us enjoy today, which is historically low, that would have to become a 25%. The 25% tax bracket that many Americans enjoy today would have to become an astounding 63%. And the 35%, which last year was the lowest we've experienced in quite a few years, the 35% would have to become an 88%. So some people look at those numbers and they say, gosh, Congress would never raise taxes that high. And you know what I say? I say, you don't have to go very far back in the history of our country to find tax rates that were exactly this high. 1960 to 1963, the average effective tax rate in our country was about 50%. So this is a road we've been down before. We know history has a tendency to repeat itself. We know that mathematically something has to give in the year 2020. So really, we're so accustomed to having historically low tax rates, but we've been living beyond our means. At some point, there's got to be a day of reckoning.
So I guess really we're back, I'm back to the same point. I suspect that some listeners may be wondering, is this really a time-sensitive strategy? And is there any kind of deadline when we no longer be able to create a 0% tax bracket scenario for retirement?
Yeah, well, what I really try to remind people is that we have this window of opportunity between now and, say, roughly 2020. 2020 really is the point beyond which we can no longer procrastinate either dramatically cutting expenses or raising revenue. And so what that means is that every year that goes by where we fail to take advantage of historically low tax rates to get these assets repositioned to tax-free is potentially a year past 2020 where the IRS could force us to pay taxes on their terms. And so really, even here we are, we find ourselves in the year 2013. 2013 represents a little mini window of opportunity within which to pay taxes at historically low tax rates. And if we let this year go by without taking advantage of those historically low tax rates, gosh, that means we have one less year within which to act and within which to get our assets rearranged into accounts where they can never be taxed ever again.
David, thank you so much for your time today. One last question for you. Of those 10,000 baby boomers a day turning 65, knowing that 85% or so are not prepared for that, is that sort of who you're writing the book for, have written the book for?
Yeah, really, most of these baby boomers, like I said, were weaned on the idea that your 401k and your IRA was the place where you were going to accumulate your dollars during your accumulation period and distribute during your distribution phase. What we found is that about 95% of people have been weaned on this idea, and I can count on one hand, the number of people that have walked into my office that had more money in tax-free than they did taxable or their tax-deferred assets. So really, it's not very often that I come across someone that already has the perfect amount of money in each of their buckets and the perfect amount in tax free. So I would say certainly if you are saving for retirement and you feel like in your gut that taxes will likely be higher in the future than they are today, it's something that's worth taking a look at.
The book is called The Power of Zero. David Benight, the author, he's a financial advisor, and this is a really important book to get your hands on. David, thank you so much for what you do, for the book, and for your time today. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David.
Patrick, this information, again, we've touched on this before, but the workshop that's coming up that you're preparing is really going to be incredible. I want to point folks to the website. It, of course, is wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. And when you get there, you'll find all the contact information that you need if you'd like to make the call and register. It's 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626. 2626. That's online at wealthawareness.com. You can register there as well. A 0% tax bracket workshop or schedule a personal money work session. If you like, click on the events tab when you get to wealthawareness.com. When you attend that workshop, you will meet Patrick for a personal money work session, get a free copy of the book, get your questions answered, things that we're talking about today. Meet Patrick, of course. There's no cost. There's no obligation, no high pressure to product sales pitch. And so you're good to go there. Patrick, what we are seeing is that although traditional financial planning assumes that we'll retire to a lower tax bracket, all signs point to the exact opposite of that, you know, and it's very likely that we could end up paying higher taxes during our retirement years than we are in our working years. Is that right?
Yeah, Ron, that's exactly right. And of course, that's why it's so important to remember those defining moments, number one and number two, that we've talked about so many times on our show, to really understand how money really works. Mm-hmm. Defining moment number one is your money will never be worth more than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Because of inflation, we know that today's dollars have the most buying power. And we use this example. If you took $1,000 at an inflation rate of only 3%, it would only have the buying power of $412 in 30 years.
Wow.
And of course, defining moment number two is, as we've just listened to David talk about,
mm-hmm.
you may be in the lowest tax bracket you'll ever be in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, David just finished laying out all the reasons why, and it's simple math that points in the direction of higher taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you apply these two defining moments to your financial decisions regarding today's retirement plans, it leads to this question. If your money will never be worth more than it is today due to inflation, and this is the lowest tax bracket you'll ever be in due to the coming demographics, why does traditional thinking continue to tell everybody to take as much of today's money, the most valuable they have, and throw it as far as you can into the future? Well, it'll have the least buying power, and it'll be taxed the most.
Well, that's so true. By the way, I'm glad math was that four-letter word and not something else, aren't you? That could have gone either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Patrick, as you've said before here on this program, it's all about asking the right questions. And I think we're asking the right question here, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Ron, exactly. And, you know, I've spent most of my 40 years, you know, with that being my primary philosophy is helping people ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And without some forethought and very strategic planning, that's what leaves most people's largest pile of retirement money available to be taxed at whatever rate the government is going to decide in the future at the time they retire.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the future that people are facing, and most people aren't aware of it because most of my peers aren't talking about it.
Right.
It's more crucial than ever to take a serious look at getting a calculated strategy for creating a 0% tax bracket.
You know, Patrick, the numbers that we were, you know, kind of bouncing around a moment ago, 10,000 roughly, 10,000 baby boomers retiring per day, and a whopping 85% of those are not really prepared. And so this information is so crucial. Are you finding kind of the similar things as you talk to people and you're realizing that they're not really informed or prepared for this?
Absolutely. The first thing I ask people when they come to my office is, what did you hear on the radio that caught your attention?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the foremost thought. They're telling me, you're saying stuff we've never heard before. It's working,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and I'm able to sit down with people and help them ask the right questions, educate them on what the possibilities are. And, you know, the bottom line is, gosh, for some reason that we can't understand, you know, even if David's wrong and the government's able to kick the can down the road a lot further than 2020, and nothing would surprise me,
mm-hmm.
you know, with what we've seen. We're still in the lowest tax brackets we've ever been in. People don't even the baby boom generation, and I are one, we're not thinking.
Mm.
And I remember back in from 1980 to 86, when I was at E.F. Hutton, our tax brackets were 50 to 70%.
Wow.
The biggest excitement of that time was trying to help people that made good amounts of income, how to shelter that income. Mm-hmm. And we had three to one, 5 to 1 real estate tax sheltered mm-hmm. investments with write-offs, three to one to five to one write-offs in oil and gas. And personally, for the benefit of the public out there and the investing public, I am hoping that we're going to see those kind of days come back. We're surely seeing it in the explosion of the oil boom mm-hmm. just right here in Texas.
Certainly.
So we need something to right. help us plan.
Certainly do. And, you know, again, thank you for bringing David to the table on this. The book, again, is The Power of Zero. David Goodnight, the author and our guest here with Patrick Smith. Patrick, the workshop, the 0% tax bracket workshop, will include a free copy of the book and much more. And so I'll detail that in just a moment. Thank you, sir, for being here. It's always good to see you.
Thanks, Ron, thanks for having us.
Patrick Smith, our good friend, our special guest, always in education. That's where it begins for us as we learn more about this process. 0% tax bracket workshop. It's going to be a really unique time in a structured way to really educate you on this and get you positioned for, you know, your retirement years. Schedule a personal money work session as well. We've talked about that. You can do that on the website at wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. If you're ready to register for the 0% tax bracket workshop, go there or call 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626. Again, when you attend the workshop, you meet Patrick for a personal money work session, either one. You get a free copy of the book. Questions answered, of course. That's what it's all about. There's no cost, no obligation, and no pressure for you to do one thing or another. So you'll really enjoy this. Pass this information on to those that you love and care for as well. Will you do that? Here's the number again, 817-571-2626. And you can find out more and register online at wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. For Patrick Smith, I'm Ron Taylor. It is Believers in Business.